Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Girl, look at that body. Girl, look at that body. Girl, look at that body. I work out.
Hey, Annie.
Yes?
Remember the other week we were talking about you wanting to go on The Amazing Race?
Yes.
I want to play you a clip from the other week because I've been thinking about it.
Would you be willing to be my Amazing Race partner?
Yeah. Yeah.
Great. Good. That's good
enough.
Can't
we go on a cooking show instead?
How fit are you on a scale of 1 to 5? Five being
minus
fittest.
3.
What exercise do you do weekly?
I walk a lot. And I sometimes run when they shout last drinks. I want to give a bit of backstory. So that story of the Amazing Race, I kept thinking about it, and I'm one of those people on Instagram that I love looking at those before and after fitness photos.
Yes, I used to get those all the time, body transformations.
Yes, that one. Like, one of these pictures came in my feed the other day, and it was not 6 weeks, 12 weeks, or 28 days. It was a 12-month before and after of the personal trainer himself actually doing, hey, here's what I was, and here's what I am, and I now have a newfound life. And I started stalking this guy, in a nice way, this guy called Andrew Moses, and sent him a message and said, hey, I'd like to have a conversation with you. And I thought, why not have the conversation with him on
live
our
on
show,
air?
On our show. So welcome to the Annie and Ando show, Andrew.
Welcome.
Hey, guys. Good to be here.
Thanks for coming in. Look, I'm actually starting to shake and I've got goosebumps all over me because when I think about fitness, I want to be fit and I want to be healthy, obviously. Well, I say obviously, but I do want to be healthy. And I'm the heaviest I've ever been in my life, and I want to lose some weight and get fit, and I don't really know where to start, and I don't know if a PT is the right thing for me, and I want Annie's help to
And it is coming up to New Year, so a lot of people would be thinking about New Year's resolutions.
I haven't been a personal trainer for super long.
How long?
I've been qualified for about 6-7 months.
Yep.
Yeah, so about 2 years ago I was a civil engineer.
Yep.
That was my before photo. That was what sitting at a desk got me. I found fitness. I was super unhealthy. Yeah. I had a ton of addiction problems.
Did you have to hit rock bottom? When did you know?
It was pretty rock bottom-y. There wasn't any time that opened around the corner from me, which I think helped. And I would drive past it and be like, one day. And I always heard the story that fitness helps with recovery, from drug recovery, depression, anxiety, the whole works. And so I was like, always like, one day, one day, one day. I also had an ex-boyfriend who was very into going to the gym.
Yep.
So I was always exposed to it, but I always kind of like just pushed it out of the way. Yeah, and I started going, and it totally changed my life. I mean, it totally changed my life. I could never have expected it. I pretty much replaced one addiction with another, but it's a good one.
It's a healthy one.
It's just a bad one from a good one. Yeah. I mean, yeah, if I have to be addicted to something...
How often do you go to the gym? Or how often do you work out?
I try like 6 days a week.
Wow.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
It's the colour draining from my face right now.
Yeah.
But you don't need to do 6 days a week. I mean, 6 days a week is insane. Right. That's just because I love it and I'm obsessed with it.
So what's the process?
Yeah. What kind of activities would you do to test Ando's fitness?
So I usually do a few general movements. He's getting nervous now.
For once, I'm quiet.
This sounds good. This sounds like something we could do on radio. Yes, general movements. Yes, go on.
Actually, we could do it. No, yeah. No. Maybe we can make a video of it as well.
Yes. Yeah. Yep, go on.
So a few general movements. I'd probably get him to do some body weight squats.
Just with your body weight. Yeah, squatting,
just a bit of body weight stuff. Some push-ups.
How many push-ups can you do, Ando? Counting on one hand. 3.
I could probably pump out 5, but I'm not getting back on the mic after that.
Honestly, that's good. Like, usually I'd put someone on like
I can plank for days. I don't know why.
No way.
I can plank all day.
That's in my test. Planking is in my test.
Now I've said that. I really haven't planked for a long time, but I used to be able to plank for days.
I feel a video
coming. You're a planker.
I'm a planker. I'm a lot of things. I don't know. I like being called a planker. So the best thing you reckon is to come down.
Yeah, I think a lot of people get a bit the talking about it can replace the doing of it, so it can go on for quite a while. I'll get repeat messages often. Get a message, I'll tell them, you can come in at this time, and then I won't hear from them for 2 weeks, then they'll start again with the inquiry.
Yeah, I heard from my psychologist that if you jump into things too quickly, like doing things cold turkey or trying to go from 0 to 100, you kind of lose that commitment. So you kind of have to test the waters first rather than jumping in. So maybe those people who ask for inquiries, thinking about thinking about
the whole model of change, actually the pre-contemplation. God, I'm getting scientific, but
that's fine. From their side, that's probably a good sign that they're starting to look into it. But from my side, I feel like the best thing I can do, rather than entertaining that too much, is be like, just come in.
Yeah, I find that for women especially, the machines are very intimidating. Right. Do you find clients
for females, especially in like larger gyms, I think that extremely intimidated, especially when there's a lot of mirrors.
Yeah.
Which is interesting, because like, just for myself, obviously the mirrors I kind of enjoy, you know, watching, but like a lot of people will like look away.
I like that you admit that, because a lot I've seen so many guys at the gym that liked looking would never admit it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I like that. Yeah. Like, at least you know.
I've got a slightly different angle, because it's so new to me. Like, I often say this to people, because it's so new to me. Like, a year ago I didn't look terrible, but I was just, you know, generally
pretty shabby. No. I've gone through, actually there's some shots in your Instagram page that when I'm working out, I do need to ask you some questions about.
What is your Instagram, by the way? I'm going to have a look now.
It's AMPT_training.
Have a look, yeah. Annie.
Oh, my.
There's one in the kitchen. I don't know what he's doing. He's waiting for coffee to come down from the ceiling or something.
It's pretty much me half naked, and then, some workout feeds. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's quite a few. Goodness me.
Goodness.
Hashtag gay model. Is this legit? Are you signed?
Oh. So, okay, we've lost Annie. It's lost Annie. <Yeah.
laughs> I'm sexy and I know it.
Oh. I think we need a track so Annie can cool down. Stick around. We'll come back and talk to Andrew more after this next track. You're on Joy.
Good morning to you all. It is 25 minutes past 7 now. You're listening to us for breakfast on your Tuesday, and we've been in the studio with Andrew Moses, PT, and we're going to help Ando get fit for the new year.
I just want to drop my bot off into your place and then, ring me in 6 months.
You've got to work for it, Ando.
It's ready. And because I'm such a competitive guy, but just not with fitness. If it was an intellectual challenge, God, I would debate
maybe
to the
maybe you can make it an intellectual challenge. Maybe you could absolutely do a Sudoku while doing a plank or something.
No, absolutely, you can make an intellectual challenge, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, a Sudoku.
Trying to be creative.
Oh, yeah, nice. Okay, so I am going to come down and see you.
Oh, that's cool.
And start this. I think we need to do a bit of
We need a before photo as well from you.
Oh, thank you for bringing that up. What's with it? I'm not putting myself on social media in my jocks.
Right.
I know that you're looking at me screwing your face up because every photo on yours is. But, do I have to hold a newspaper? Like,
you just need. Okay, let me tell you. So when I get new clients, I often ask them, I'll ask them very nice. First of all, I'll say, can I take your weight? Most of them are okay with,
yeah.
And I'm like,
yeah,
it's fine. Totally private. Yeah. And then I'll be like, look, you might not be comfortable with this now, but can we go upstairs? Let me just take three pictures. If you can take your top off, if you're not comfortable with it, don't do it. That's fine. Yeah. But in 6 weeks or 8 weeks' time, we're going to retake these photos. You're going to see a change, and this is going to be the best motivating factor for you.
Okay.
It's going to be incredible, because for me personally,
so I don't have
that
to post
was the motivation.
Them on social media. We might do a social media pic for our socials, but I was that kid at school when it was time to go swimming. I didn't want to go because I didn't want to take my top off.
I was like that 2 years ago.
I still am like that. Unless I have a rule at home. It's like we only swim when it's dark and the lights don't get turned on, which is really dangerous for water. But
don't go to the beach.
Yeah. Oh. Nighttime swimming.
Yeah. Well, I was looking on your Instagram, and when Ando first showed me, I thought it was some body transformation
gone wrong.
Because they're backwards.
Yeah, I got told off for that. Yeah.
You have your after photo first and then your before, and I thought, oh, what a great, I bet he's in a better place now that he's bigger or something like that. One of those. Motivating.
I'd finally found the personal trainer of my dreams, the one that went from like really ripped to then more dad bod-esque.
But
I got told that. Yeah, that it was the wrong way around. Yeah. Like, it should be
left is before, right is after.
Yeah, I guess that's why it's called before and after, right?
Okay.
Yeah. Bye. Sorry. Bye. Just some marketing tips. I give that out for free.
Hey, have you got any more questions, Annie, before we...
No, I'm really keen if you would allow us to film you in a session with Ando.
Absolutely.
I'll come down and I'll be like, you know, I'll be mum on the cam, taking little videos of you. Yeah, like Mean Girl style, being like, get it, Ando.
Absolutely. Right. Yeah. Okay. And you got ever got any fitness questions, you can, you know, bring me in and I'll answer them for you.
Yeah, listeners can send in their questions.
Listeners can send in questions about exercises, programming,
questions
whatever.
For Ando's trainer.
Yeah, it is the summer, so yeah. Text us in or email your questions to onair@joy.org.au or text 0427JOY949 throughout the shows, any of the shows coming up. We've got so many.
Hey, Andrew, thank you so much for coming in. I don't know that I feel any calmer about doing it, but I do feel, I get a sense that you're not an evangelical sort of fitness freak that's just going to shove something down at me that I don't want. And so I get a sense that you've got a sense of humour in your patience. So let's give this a go. And if you don't hear nothing more on the Annie and Ando show about this, you know it was a big fail for me.
We'll post the photos anyway. The after and before.
You'll be the Annie and Ando on Joy.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with Joy.